Hello there. Welcome to our 13th writing lesson. And also, welcome to the second wave of our Business English course. Só para lembrar que agora a gente está começando a Wave 2, portanto as aulas vão ter um conteúdo que é mais em inglês do que em português. Então, se você tiver alguma dúvida, se você não tiver entendido alguma determinada parte do que eu falei, me avisa. E eu queria pedir uma coisinha a mais também. Vai ser muito mais fácil para eu te ajudar se você me indicar onde no vídeo que eu falei a palavra que você não entendeu. Então, por exemplo, Teacher Luiz, o que você disse aos 5 minutos e 30 segundos? Então, isso vai me ajudar a ir lá e atacar diretamente o problema. But I think it's important that we use more and more English during our lessons. So, I hope you enjoy this. What we're going to see today is something that, for the first time, I hope you never use. The message that we're going to see today is a complaint, a personal complaint that is being sent to HR. And it's a complaint about a coworker's behavior. Bom, pela primeira vez, eu espero que você não precise usar o conteúdo dessa writing lesson, porque ela é uma reclamação enviada ao RH a respeito do comportamento de um colaborador. So for this kind of very critical message, it's very important that we maintain a certain formality and that we also have a lot of objectivity when we're talking about the subject. Então é importante que tenha formalidade e que tenha objetividade nesse tipo de mensagem. So now, let's take a closer look at this message and see what we can learn from it. So let's get started, shall we? So the person who is sending the complaint is Catherine Wallace, and she's sending it to Emma K. Martin, who we're going to see is in charge of HR. And she starts the message by saying, I would something to report a conflict between me and Marcus Sitwell, a sales consultant working with the international sales team. So here she is saying what she wants to do with this message. What is her goal? What is this message for? So what she says here is a very common structure when you say that there's conflict between two people or two things. For example, there's a conflict between my personal schedule and my work schedule. So there's a conflict between these two parts. In the case of this message, we are talking about a conflict between two people. Between literalmente significa entre. Nesse caso, um conflito entre duas pessoas. Mas o between também poderia ser usado para falar sobre um objeto que está entre dois objetos. So, what is she going to say here after would in the blank? Well, let's see our options. We have enjoy, we have like, and we have want. So, enjoy is similar to like in a few contexts, but not this one. Enjoy is usually used when we are talking about something good, about an activity that we like doing, or also a food that we enjoy, or a drink that we enjoy. But when you're manifesting your intentions, you do not use I would enjoy. What you would say is I would like. Also, let's take a look at option C, I would want. Well, I would want, that is a hypothetical statement about a possibility of wanting something. Então, I would want seria apenas a hipótese de que você poderia gostar de algo. Não é realmente eu gostaria. So, our best option here is going to be option B, like. So, let's choose it. And so, Catherine goes on saying, this is a recurring issue that something for the past 3 months, and which has led to several uncomfortable situations. So, what is a recurring issue? A recurring issue is something that keeps happening over and over again. So, it's a repeated issue. It's something that keeps happening. And how do you complement that idea? Well, let's see by the options that we have for the blank. Our options are has been happening, have been happening, and happened. Well, let's take a look at the third one. A recurring issue that happened for the past 3 months. That doesn't really work because you're talking about something that has been happening very often. So, happened does not fit into that situation. Happened would be better if she were talking about something that happened just once. Então, happened, ele seria mais adequado caso tivesse acontecido apenas uma vez, apenas em um ponto do passado. And why is it has been happening and not have been happening? Simple, because the subject of this phrase is a recurring issue, which is a single noun. And why is it has and not have? Well, that's simple. It's because the subject of this verb is a recurring issue, which is a noun in the singular form. So, for example, if she had said, I don't know, these problems have been happening. These problems have been happening very often. So, have been happening, because now we have a plural, these problems. Então, aqui a gente vai usar o has em vez de have, porque está no singular, a recurring issue. I believe it is everyone's best interest, and so on. So, here, we have an expression, a very specific expression in English. And this expression is to be in someone's best interest. So, you say that something is in someone's best interest when that is the best possible option for that person. So, you could, for example, tell someone that backing up your work is in your best interest. So, the best option for you would be to back up your work. So, you don't use at or of in this kind of expression. So our only option here is option A, in. I believe it is in everyone's best interest that I file this what? What do you call this kind of situation in which you report a problem? Is it a complaint? Is it a reclamation? Or is it a denouncement? Well, a denouncement is when some public entity says something is bad. So, I don't know, the Pope can denounce something as being a sin, for example. Or maybe the president can denounce a certain group of people as being harmful to the country. So, it doesn't really fit this context, because it's just one person talking about another person. Então, denouncement é consideravelmente diferente, porque trata de entidades, um governo, uma grande autoridade falando que uma determinada coisa é ruim. So, it's not reclamation, because a reclamation is an act of taking something back, reclaiming something. So, it's an entirely different concept. What we're looking for here is complaint, option A. The issues started in January, when I, something, closed the support ticket opened by him before solving it. And she's also saying why these problems started. She says it's because she closed a support ticket opened by him before she solved it. So what's gonna go in that blank is, well, the way in which she closed the ticket. So that means it's going to be a word that changes how a verb works. In other words, it's an adverb. So let's see our options. We have accidental, which is an adjective. We have for accident, which isn't really an expression in English. And we have accidentally, which is an adverb. And here we can see an adverb and the adjective where it comes from. So we have accidental. And then, if we add ly at the end, it becomes accidentally. So in Portuguese, as I have mentioned before, this ly is often represented as mente. So, acidental, acidentalmente. Accidental, accidentally. So let's choose this one and move ahead. And so she says, I apologized and made sure the issue he had was solved. Something. So, I apologized. In other words, I said sorry. You know, to apologize is a more formal way of saying that. And then we have made sure, which is the past of make sure. Do you remember what make sure means? is when you want, you can say that you want to make sure that something works. So you want to be certain that something is going to go a certain way. And so at the end, we have a blank, which can be filled by straight away, straight ahead, or straight way. So which one of the three should we choose? Well, straight ahead means that something is positioned right ahead of you in a straight line. Straight way sounds a little bit awkward. It's you're talking about a path to a certain place. Way can mean something like caminho. So it doesn't really fit here, right? We're not talking about positions. We're not talking about movement. What we're talking about here is time. And to say that something was done in a very short time, you can use the expression straight away, which is the first option. Continuing, but since then he has been abusing the tech support help desk system, doing something, my task list full of irrelevant issues. So this guy, he was annoyed by the fact that the woman who is writing the message, she closed a ticket without solving it. And so after that, he started sending a lot of requests which didn't really make sense, just to annoy her. So to annoy someone is similar to bother someone. So it's when you keep doing things that the person doesn't like. And he is doing that by abusing the tech support system, which is a very unprofessional thing to do. So you could say that he is being unprofessional. But enough about him. What is she saying here? Well, let's take a look at the blank. We have to keeping, to for keep, and in order to keep. This one is simple, right? Because you could have to keep my task list full, but that is not what is in option A. In option A, we have to keeping my task list, which doesn't work. B also doesn't work. For keep is not a valid construction for this place in the phrase. And in C, we have in order to keep my task list full of irrelevant issues, which is the correct option, because we have this expression in order to keep, which tells you a reason for something. So why was he abusing the tech support system? Well, because he wanted to keep her task list full of irrelevant issues. So we're talking about a justification here. We're talking about a motivation. So our best option is option C, in order to keep. And then she explains that she advised him that he was something improper use of the system, but he did not stop. So here she is talking about the solutions that she has tried before, which is a good idea when you're writing a complaint. You need to show the person that you're writing to that you have already tried solving the situation, but it didn't work and now you're asking for help. But let's see what's in the blank here. We have making improper use of the system, we have doing improper use of the system, and we also have having improper use of the system. So which one of those is going to be the best option? Well, here what we have is a very common collocation. So two verbs that happen together very often in a very common expression. So have use, having improper use, that doesn't make much sense. And neither does doing use. You can't say that you do use of something. What you can do is to use the expression make use of something. So for example, we're making use of all our resources. We are using all our resources. Making use is similar to using, but it's a little bit more formal, a little bit more complete. You know, there's a little bit of a difference there, but the meaning is essentially the same. So in Portuguese, this would also be a valid expression, right? Fazer uso de alguma coisa. Make use of something. Now let's choose option A and move ahead. He told me that he meant it as a playful challenge, but it is very disruptive and distracts me from high priority issues. So here is the justification about why this is a problem. It's a problem because it is keeping Catherine from doing her work. So this is why she is sending a letter to HR, because her work is being jeopardized by a person who is there just to bother her. Então ela está reclamando porque tem alguém ali atrapalhando o trabalho dela, só para incomodar. So he told me that he meant it. What does meant it mean? Well, meant is the past of mean. So when you say to someone, what do you mean? You're talking about what the person wants to say. So when you ask someone, what do you mean? You're asking the person what they want to say, what they are trying to express. You can also use that for actions. So he told me that he meant something as something. So I meant it as a joke. That means that I did whatever it is as a joke. So the guy says here that he was only doing this as a playful challenge, as just a joke, so don't worry about it. But it's obviously a very bad situation for her, because it's getting in the way of her work. And why is it such a problem? Well, let's take a look at the blank. And often distracts me, seldom distracts me, or never distracts me. Well, it can't be C, right? Because why would you complain that something never distracts you? It wouldn't be a problem. Also, B, seldom. Seldom means that something happens, but very rarely. And so B and C are not reasons for complaints. So our option, our best option is A, often, because it means that something happens regularly, with a very high frequency. So that's why it is a problem, because this is something that happens often. So let's choose option A. Then she says that I, something, him again about his behavior. So what did she do? Well, she presumably she went to him and then she said, this is not right. Stop doing this. So which one of the three options would describe this better? Attacked, conflicted, or confronted? Well, conflicted doesn't work here because it's simply not a verb that works like this. Conflict is not really a verb, and so conflicted is not going to fit here. Option A, attacked. You wouldn't say in a complaint that you attacked someone. If somebody was writing a complaint about being attacked, it's the person who got attacked, not the attacker. So the only real option that we have here is going to be C, confronted. So you can say that you are going to confront someone about something. So you're going to confront someone about their behavior, if they're behaving badly, and you want to make sure that they know that they are not behaving in the proper way. So let's choose the correct option and see what comes next. So she confronted him about his behavior, but he was dismissive and rude. Something, me. So dismissive. Dismissive is like, eh, whatever. I don't care. You know, this is being dismissive about a situation. You don't really care very much for it. So let's see our options for this blank, because we are talking now about a direction of a certain behavior or a certain action. So is it by, he was rude by me, he was rude for me, or he was rude towards me? So option C is going to be our best option here, because it talks about direction. She is complaining that he acts this way in her direction, so to speak. So C is the best option because it illustrates this idea of a behavior that is directed towards her, towards Catherine. I believe he is doing this to try and make me lose my temper. So I decided to report his unprofessional something. Well, let's take a look at this expression here. Lose my temper. Lose my temper. So I lose my temper when I get very angry. To lose one's temper means to get very, very angry at someone or at something. And then people start breaking things and screaming. That means they are losing their temper. And so this blank is pretty easy to fill because we have been talking about this already, right? Is it going to be acting, compartment, or is it going to be behavior? Well, compartment is there just because it sounds like comportamento, right? But comportamento in English is behavior. And acting, when you use it as a verb, can talk about behavior, but acting as a noun means like what an actor does. So it's not going to be any surprise when I say that A is the correct option. I have already explained this conflict to my manager and he me to get in touch with HR and report the situation. So here she is saying why she is reporting the situation, right? She says that she has explained the situation to her manager. And what did he say? What did he do? Let's take a look at the blank. So we have advised, advised, and we have advice. Which one is the correct one? So advice is what you give someone, right? So you have a recommendation to give someone that's going to help them. That's advice. So advice would be like conselho. Advised doesn't exist. That is not a verb. Advice, as I just said, means conselho, not aconselhar. Aconselhar in English is to advise with an S. So advise. It's easy to confuse advise with advice. But the first one with an S is a verb. The second one is a noun. And also, what is the past of advise? It is advised, as in option A. So in the phrase, he advised me to get in touch with HR. So he told me that. He gave me this advice. Então ele me aconselhou a entrar em contato com o RH. So let's choose option A. My email exchanges with Mr. Sitwell, who is the annoying guy, are attached something, this document. So here Catherine is showing that she is prepared. She has documentation. She has messages that this Sitwell guy sent her. And also she is sending those email exchanges as an attachment in this message, in this document. So an attachment is an additional file or document that is connected to a main one. So for example, you send an email with a PDF file, you're sending the file as an attachment. And what preposition do you use here? Is it attached at this document, attached of this document, or attached to this document? Well, the best option is going to be option C, to. So these email exchanges are attached to this document, to this complaint that she is sending. So let's choose option C. And now here we have the last part of the complaint, in which she says, if any documentation is needed, please let me know. So what is she saying here? Well, she says that if there are other documents that are going to be needed, then she's asking HR to get in touch and then she will send these documents. So what goes in the blank? We have fewer, we have further, and we have farther. Well, fewer is not going to make sense, right? So fewer means a smaller amount, a smaller quantity. So it doesn't make sense. I'm sending you documents, but if you need less than that, if you need fewer documents, it doesn't make sense. So now we have to decide between further or farther. What is the difference? Well, the difference is that further can mean additional, can mean more. And farther is just a comparative adjective that talks about distance. We have far and we have farther, which is more distant, so to speak. So since we're not talking about distances here, we're not talking about position, we're talking about a process. So our final option here is going to be B, further. So let's take a look at the finished version of the text. Well, you have Catherine sending this email to people at HR, specifically Emma Martin. And she is reporting a conflict, a problem that she is having with Marcus Sitwell. So this guy has been bothering her for 3 months already, and this is making her very uncomfortable. So she says that the problem started in January, and she explains what happened. Why is he bothering her so much? And then she tries to understand the situation. She thinks he is just trying to make her lose her temper. In other words, he is trying to be irritating to her. And then she explains what she has tried to do. She has spoken with her manager, and then she was advised to get in touch with HR, and that's what she is doing right now. And so that's it. As I said before, I hope you never have to write this message in your work life. As always, thank you very much for watching. And if you have any questions, please let me know in the comments below. From now on, I'm going to use English much more often. So if you have any issues with that, please let me know as well. So that's it. Thank you very much for watching, and happy studies.